Hi, this is Terrence Morris, T like Tom, E-R-E-N-C-E-N-O-R-R-I-S, Terrence Norris, date of birth 127-83, date of accident is 10-6-2023, date of birth, okay, and date of service is 4-11-2024. Mr. Terrence Norris is here for follow-up evaluation. He initially injured in an automobile accident where he was T-boned front of another car. He was a rear passenger on the left side while the driver was intoxicated with alcohol. He received multiple fractures, beginning with close fracture of the occipital condyle. He had a subdural hematoma, subarachnoid hematoma, maxillary sinus fracture, laceration of the right upper eyelid, lower eyelid, comminuted nasal fracture, and laceration of the right eye and damage to the right eye. The patient was initially in the ICU for 4 days, where he was operated and fixed, and then he was released. The patient has been currently seeing a lot of specialists, including an ENT surgeon, chiropractic, physical therapy, neuropsych, psychiatrist, eye surgeon, neurologist, and neurosurgery. And the patient is undergoing conservative treatment. He is being followed up by all these physicians, and he had a surgery for his right eye. He is having a retina detachment surgery now at Crest GI Hospital. He is also undergoing evaluation by the psychiatrist at Insight once a month. His mood is very bad. He reports of ongoing pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 10, with the shooting pain to the left arm, with weakness of the left arm and numbness and tingling involving all the 5 fingers, as well as shooting pain to the left front of the thigh, mostly in the morning, up to the knee. Patient does report some pain in the left knee also, to the tune of 8, with difficulty in walking. He has a problem walking, but he can sit okay. He is sleeping 3 hours, and he's suffering from retina detachment. His pain level is from 9 to 10, ADLs are affected 9. He reports only 20 to 30% improvement in the pain level. Kindly review the chart for the ADL for system review for additional issues. And for substance abuse, as well as compliance history. Finally, blood pressure, physical examination, blood pressure is 190/106, pulse is 121. The rest of the exam comes from previous visit of 3/18/2024, dictation number 0321-008. The plan is, patient has ongoing headaches to the tune of 7, off and on, affecting the front and the back of the head. He's referred to the neurologist, who should continue taking care of him, and Dr. Holly Gilmer. And he's also seeing neurosurgery, Michigan Head and Spine, for further evaluation of past hematomas in the subdural hematoma. He's also seeing a psychiatrist at Insight, and he's seeing neuropsych and psychotherapy for further therapy and counseling. They're all okay. Regarding the pain issue, patient is continuing physical therapy to the neck, the lower back, and the left knee, as well as using traction and massage. He remains off work, housework replacement, attended care for 6 hours, 7 days, transportation and case management is ordered. The patient is provided with the following medication: naproxen 500 twice a day, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day, lidocaine gel 5% for healing. He is on Percocet 7.5 mg, 325 every 12 hours, 30 days. 60 tablets have been provided to him on the last visit, and he will be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.